I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. I hear you're developing a new course in entomology.
Yes, I hope to teach it someday somewhere. It's a course for non-science majors on insects and humans, the interface between insects and art and literature and science and popular culture.
For example?
For example, it'll cover the basics about insects, their natural history and morphology and defense behaviors, that kind of thing. But it'll also talk about their impact on art and literature, how insects have appeared in art throughout the centuries, and even how their bodies themselves are being used in crafts and the making of jewelry and so on, and also the role of insects in inspiring scientific inquiry and developing new technologies that make our lives a little easier.
Are you going just for insects or are you?
Well, we're going primarily on insects, but we'll certainly talk about other arthropod examples as well. But there's so much to talk about with insects, looking, for example, at the wing attachment mechanisms of dragonflies and how the Air Force has been studying that for years and looking at developing new types of aircraft, or looking at using beetles and other insects as remote sensing devices and sending them off into areas that would be hazardous for humans. And there'll be some fun things too. Entomophagy is certainly something that's in the news
a lot.
And looking at insects. Well, entomophagy focuses on the bizarre. That's what gets people's attention, you know, someone eating Cajun cricket pizza or chocolate chirp cookies and things like that. That's what gets the headlines. But using insects commercially as a source of protein rather than large animals. I want to talk about insects in the movies, and I have to admit I'm sort of early in the research here. I haven't seen a lot of the classic movies from the 50s like Them and things like that, but some of the more modern insect and arachnid movies I'm certainly familiar with, like Arachnophobia. Insects and Angels is probably one of my favorite movies.
That's Dan Brown.
Insects. Another one of my favorite insect movies that I have not seen in years, that was released 40 years ago and is coming out next year on DVD, which I'm really excited about, is The Hellstrom Chronicles, one of the very first well-done insect films where you have a fictitious entomologist who is becoming very concerned about the power that insects have and how they're taking over the world. And I hope to talk about these and how the insects are actually used in the films and how their roles have changed from the 50s when we were, you know, looking for commies and everybody was scared about the bomb, to insects representing more of a symbolic, internal, deep-seated evil that's in all of us kind of thing. But these kinds of courses are very popular around the country. And again, they're designed for non-science majors in an effort to give them a solid background in an animal science, but also to make connections with other areas of human endeavor.
Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.